This past weekend, the Not Forgotten Box wrapped up their donations, and they ended up getting over 18,000 toys collected, more than doubling its goal from 8,000 new toys and gifts for the Lane County children. The 2018 Not Forgotten Box toy drive ended Friday with a grand total of 18,673 toys collected. A lot of people bringing in donations as well. And we thought we'd talk to someone special who's had a long connection with the Not Forgotten Box. In fact, his family and his mother in particular, Rachel Stump, donated quite a bit. And we have with us this morning Thomas Stump. Good morning, Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Bruce. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Your mother passed away earlier this year, right? Is that
yes, correct? In April, yeah.
And so this is the first Not Forgotten Box that she couldn't be really be a part of. But in spirit, though, you as a family, tell me a little bit about what you guys decided to do this year in her honor.
Well, my brother John, he donated over $500 in toys, and my sister and my other brother donated to two families in need several hundred dollars. That's always been in my mom's heart to donate to children. That put a big smile on her face every year.
Yeah. And it's funny the way you mentioned that, and I wanted to. We were able to find the interview that your mother did with Less in the Morning about 9 years ago, sort of promoting promoting the Not Forgotten Box, and you could hear the joy in her voice. I want to play a little bit of that this morning, if you don't mind. Here
on the line, okay. We have a lady who knows very well what the Not Forgotten Box is. Her name is Rachel Stump. First of all, if you can put in your own words what the Not Forgotten Box is, I did, but you do it.
It's wonderful for me to be able to do that. I love children to begin with, and I envision them opening their presents with a big smile on their face Christmas morning. The money part I deal with, but I don't worry about. I have had individual families I've taken care of where I get the sizes of their clothing and such and the toys that they would like. I've handled that, and I've gone to the Not Forgotten Box on several occasions. And this year, I wanted to do the best I could because I know there's a lot of children out there. And things are tough in the economy right now.
Roughly how many toys did you donate to the Not Forgotten Box this year?
You know, I didn't count them. I have a list, but I didn't count them, actually. It didn't matter to me how many. I took in, I think there were 6 garbage bags full, plus there were a few extra.
Didn't your son help you take the toys because there were so many they couldn't all fit in your car?
Oh, there were 3 cars that were involved.
Well, when did you first start getting all the toys?
I started buying the toys in October.
Okay, so this was planned. Now, you had been to the Not Forgotten Box before in previous years, have you not?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And now you mentioned a few moments ago that you envision the kids opening up the gifts on Christmas morning. That's part of the thing.
Yes, I do.
Talk about that a little more as to why you do this.
I just enjoy it. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel wonderful. I enjoy this. And I try to do this every year in whatever situation there is, either a single family or the Not Forgotten Box. And it just makes me feel good.
Now, you said that the money part doesn't bother you so much. Now, I take it what that means is that, you know, obviously you're on a budget just like everybody else, and you feel the pinch, but it doesn't matter.
Right.
Why not?
When I go out to buy toys, I would buy what toys I buy, I would buy for my own grandchildren, you know. And I just try to be, to realize what children of all ages like to play with.
I got you. Was there one particular toy that you bought several of, or how do you decide, how do you decide what toy?
Oh, I bought 7 baby dolls. I bought 4 strollers and 1 high chair. I bought 7 sets of dishes. I mean, I just buy in large quantities.
Talking to Rachel Stump this morning. Where do you live, Rachel?
I live in Amherst.
This is something that we talked about very briefly off the air, and I do want to kind of finish up with this thought, and that is this. I pose the question to you, giving, especially the, and again, it's not the amount, it's just the giving that counts. But is giving something that you're born with, the want to give, or is that something that you think sort of develops over time and you reach a point where you realize that that's a great deal what life is all about?
Well, to tell you the truth, I had five children of my own, and I went through some bad times during their childhood, and I have been to the Salvation Army, and I think that had something to do with it, but I have continued this practice for years now, and I really enjoy it. This is Christmas to me.
That is Rachel Stump with our Lesson in the Morning back in 2009. On the line we have with us who's been listening to this, Thomas Stump. And this year, in honor of your mother, you guys kind of continued on with that. And she's talked about how that was what Christmas means to her. Can you add anything more to what we've, you know, it was nice listening to hear, I know, for you, you know, to hear your mother again and the laugh that she has. It's a little, maybe a little emotional. But I just wondered, what was it that made you decide, you know what, that is what we think what we think of our mother, and that's how we want to continue that tradition.
My mom always taught us kids how kindness changes life. Just one kind word can have a huge impact on someone's life, especially if they are having a hard time in their life. Giving hope to the weak and broken always put a smile on my mom's face, which she did every day of her life, and she did it until her final breath in life.
Now, this Not Forgotten box obviously kind of is a yearly thing. She would start early in the, I guess, the fall, probably planning for that. Do you remember when she kind of, or you became aware of this tradition, you know, donating to the Not Forgotten box, and you're thinking maybe, you know, how come I'm not getting these toys? Where are they going to?
She started at after we got out of high school. She started donating toys to everybody, and we would pick two or three families a year, and we would buy toys and gifts and food, and we would just love to see the light on their faces, that smile that my mom always wanted to give to everyone, every child on Christmas Day. My mom will always be my biggest hero in life, along with my sister Sue, who took the brunt of my mom's illness for the last 7 years, along with her husband Matt. She just gave us a great inspiration to help others. She instilled that at a young age, and it will be instilled until our final breath because of my mom.
Thomas, your mom mentioned some hard times in the past when you were younger. When you were younger, did you and the family turn to the Salvation Army? As a child, did you realize or recognize that times were hard, or how did you look at it?
It was very hard. We had an abusive father. My five siblings, Jeff, Lisa, Sue, Johnny, we had very hard times. And my Uncle Carl, my Aunt Peg, and my cousin Gail were always there for us to pick us up and get us food and stuff. But we were in and out of domestic violence shelters and my relatives' homes for years. It never stopped until we got rid of our father, who wasn't a father at all. So,
well, your mother was twice the parent, obviously, then, for even the way that she gave to others and obviously instilled this giving into you. So you were able to bring out the toys for the Not Forgotten box, or the cash for that as well. I know that there's going to be a lot of folks who go through the Salvation Army this year who are going to be quite grateful for your donations, as well as over the 18,000 that was collected this year. So just thought we'd get that word out this morning. We appreciate you contacting us, Thomas, and getting a little information out there and sharing the giving spirit of your mother at this holiday season. And we're sorry for your loss this year, but obviously with her memory and the donations, obviously can continue on year after year in her honor. Appreciate that.
I hope so. And you have a blessed Christmas.
Right. Stay on the line with us, Thomas. I want to talk to you here off the air in just a moment, if you could.